This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Many families in South Korea's capital continue to wait for word on their loved ones after more than 150 people died in a crush of Halloween revelers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ambulances raced to the scene in the Itaewon district of Seoul, where about 100,000 people had gathered to celebrate Halloween. However, what started off as an opportunity for fun soon turned into a nightmare. Scores of people died and hundreds more were injured after a huge crowd was pushed and crushed into a narrow alley. Witness Janelle Story said the turnout was much bigger than expected.
Next level, shoulder to shoulder.
Janelle filmed the crowd when things started to go wrong. When emergency services finally managed to get through the crowds, it was already too late. Local TV showed bodies lined up next to each other, partially covered by blue blankets. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a one-week national mourning period. He called the tragedy devastating. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 132 people died and many are injured after a century-old cable suspension bridge collapsed into a river Sunday evening in the western Indian state of Gujarat, sending hundreds plunging into the water, according to officials. Authorities said the 19th century colonial era pedestrian bridge over the Machul River in the state's Morbi district collapsed when it could not handle the weight of the large crowd as the Hindu festival season drew hundreds of people to the recently opened tourist attraction. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has now resumed its blockade of Ukrainian ports, cutting off urgently needed grain exports to hungry parts of the world. U.S. President Joe Biden called the move a really outrageous act and warned that global hunger could increase. Russia has suspended a U.N. brokered deal to allow the safe passage of ships carrying grain from Ukraine, one of the world's breadbaskets. The Kremlin took the step because it says, and it's alleging, that Ukraine staged a drone attack against Russia's Black Sea fleet off occupied Crimea. Ukraine has denied that attack. Ukraine's infrastructure ministry reported that a total of 218 ships involved in grain exports have been blocked. One blocked ship carrying 40,000 tons of grain bound for Ethiopia could not leave Ukraine on Sunday. Some U.S. lawmakers are now asking for more protection after the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was attacked in the couple's California home. AP correspondent Ben Thomas. Well, Jackie Quinn.
Paul, Pelosi was chilling to many in Congress, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, who heads the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration. She's looking at ways to provide more protection to members of Congress.
Elected officials in Congress 10 times the amount of threats in a five-year period. This has to end.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the Minnesota Democrat points to Donald Trump and his supporters for fanning the flames of political violence. Not fair, says New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu.
This started back in the summer of 2020, right? When you saw cities burning, you saw not a whole lot of accountability.
He says Republican voters are frustrated with Democratic policies and hope to change the balance of power with the midterm election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Brazil's electoral authority says that Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of the Leftist Workers Party defeated incumbent Jair Bolsonaro to become the country's next president. With 98.8% of the votes tallied, Da Silva has 50.8% and Bolsonaro 49.2%. The election authority said Da Silva's victory was a mathematical certainty. Da Silva, the country's former president from 2003 to 2010, has promised to restore the country's more prosperous past, yet faces headwinds in a polarized society. It is a stunning return to the power for Da Silva, whose 2018 imprisonment over corruption scandal sidelined him from that year's election.